Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
We have not... Oh, Slava Jesus Christ. Slava Naviki, for those of you who don't know. Okay. We have, amazingly enough, not exhausted all the settings of Ishe Kerovimi. No, yeah. So let's try, I'd like to sing through a couple more of them before moving on. So if you open your copy of Sokol to page 11. Everyone should know, we sang it enough so you should know the words from this morning. Ishe Kerovim Itayno, Kerovim Itayno, Kerovim Itayno. Too many syllables. Bless you. Melodies that can be sung. And the main thing is having the words, the accents make sense and flow to a melody that the people can sing with you. Nick, do you want to lead the Yakut Datsa?
No, because we're not done with the first part yet.
Okay.
End of the first line. Obrazuyu what?
Shche.
Shche. Shche. Not sha. 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 You gotta have the SH first and then the.
And then the CH. Both gotta be there.
Okay. Also, for the first part, let's say that the priest and deacon are really slow. So you may have to go back and repeat something within the first verse, and then repeat something within the second verse, and repeat something within the third verse. Mm-hmm. So where is the natural repeat point?
Third major.
Correct. And if you get to the very end and you just need, you know, maybe a few more seconds at the very end, and you don't want to repeat at the third measure, where do you repeat from? No, it's go back three bars.
Yeah, look for commas.
Three.
The last repeat of Cherubimi Taino Taino.
And it's very, very common with the Slavonic just to go back to certain points and repeat. Mm-hmm. Okay, Yako Datsadia. Say the words again. And hold the vowels. Yako Datsadia. Sikh Podimem. Now see, here's a place instead of pod, you don't sing on the D, you sing on the O. Mm-hmm. And the D is supposed to start the I. Mm-hmm. Pod-e-mem, not pod-e-mem. Okay, pod-e-mem. An-hel-ski-mi. Ne-vi-di-mo. Dorino. Again, what was that word? Do what?
Dorino.
Yeah, make sure you roll the R. Dorino sima chinmi. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Now you again, you sing on the that last those alleluias. You sing on ah, not the L. Not you know, it's ah. Yeah, you. Alleluia. Okay. Yako datsadia sikodimen sadia sikodimen adhelski mine. Third alleluia is kind of different meter. Alleluia. You sort of could hold the first note of Lou. Alleluia. Again, Yako Datsadia. Yako Datsadia. Seek. Seek. Hold, sing on the I. Sikh Vadimem Sadhya Sikh Vadimem Alright, now you see when you're singing Nevi Dimol. Once you're singing the O sound on Mo, and there's no consonant on the end, you could be looking ahead as far as what's coming up. And so you see, when you're singing the Mo, look ahead, you see four eighth notes. Do, re, no, si. Do, re, no, si, ma, ji, mi. Or an hel ski mi at the end of the previous line. An hel ski mi, ne, vi. Again, Angel Schemi. Angel Schemi. Keep going. What's next, Jeff?
Okay, let's do four as well. Four should be another melody. Yeah.
Krino. Okay, keep going. Okay. Anything else?
Completely different feel from the last one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the long, slow notes. So you hold the notes, you watch your pitch. Okay, but you have to sing through them. You sing on the vowels.
Now, did you notice what I was doing when I came in on Yakodasadia? I was playing cantor. Okay, I was a fraction of a second ahead of you at the beginning of the musical phrases. Okay, that's what you got to do as a cantor. In fact, is anybody brave enough to come up here and play cantor for the Yakodasadia where the rest of us are the congregation?
I'm definitely not comfortable.
Anybody?
We have cantors here.
If it was in English, I would be okay.
Do I have to appoint somebody?
And by the way, notice on the Alleluia, remember that sometimes our English Alleluias exactly match the Slavonic, sometimes they're simpler. So you have to still, even though the melody is familiar, when you get to the Alleluia, you have to look at what's in front of you.
All right, everyone's off the hook. I'll do it myself. Okay, what page were we on?
12.
Page 12. Yakodasadyasi, sadyasi kodimen, anhelski mi nevidimo. Cantor trick that I didn't tell you about previously. If you want to maintain command of your congregation, especially in Slavonic, I did something else on this Yakodasadya two lines. What did I do? Who was paying attention?
You emphasized a little more.
Yeah, I did, but that's not what I... That's a third thing.
Yeah.
What else did I do?
Louder.
Well, it just comes with, you know, using your singing voice. But there was something else.
I was concentrating too much.
Okay, but was it easy to follow? If it was easy to follow because of these little tricks. All right, what I did different is that, you see where there's a run of, wherever there's a run of four quarter notes, once I sing the first note, I accelerated the second, third, and fourth. Skimmy, and this way the people heard the run. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Okay, and then when they were following, because they already heard it, then it sounds to them like a, like they're all together.
Yes, stepping in just a quarter beat early, that way the people know what's coming next, and they won't slow down further. But also it means that the cantor can keep the pitch. Because they're hearing it, they're getting repeated. Even if they were going to sing a little flat, hearing that pitch first means they're more likely to stay on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all of those things work better if the cantor is just a little ahead of the game.
So you'll hear some people will say, a cantor, there's so many old-fashioned cantors, especially operatic tenor type cantors, they'll say that he's being a soloist instead of leading the people. Okay? And they're absolutely right. You know, if you're just singing as a soloist, that's not leading the people. You have to know these places where you have to jump in ahead. And another place, especially in the New Green Book, that we're learning in our parish, that there's certain places in this book where a hymn or response starts out very similar to another hymn or response. Okay, so what you have to learn when you learn this to canter out of this new book is you have to know those spots, and then when the people could go one way or another, you have to jump ahead a fraction of a second earlier at those points and steer them in the direction you want to go.
And as soon as they hear that, they'll say, okay, yeah, we're good.
And they'll say, oh, you're easy to follow. That's because you're deliberately doing what you have to do to lead them. Cantor is a leader, leads the people in congregational singing. Okay, what's next?
If you're taking that jumping in, as you said, that quarter beat before, where are you breathing then? Because if you're ahead, when do you breathe? If you're always a quarter
there,
or jumping
there's
in.
Enough time there to breathe.
Yeah. What you could do is you could take something off holding the previous note, because they're holding for you.
Okay. They're carrying
so, and then start
early. Yeah, you can actually finish the note a little bit early. You don't want to trail off, but...
Okay.
But it's not a quarter beat. What it's more like is just a fraction of a second.
Yeah.
It's not a whole quarter.
One of the things that... because I've been studying this for a long time now. If you had an oscilloscope and you had two channels, one channel would be the cantor and the other... Or you just need one channel. You have the mic up front. Mm-hmm. Okay, what you need to watch on the screen is all these places where the congregation needs leadership. You need to see the cantor's voice blip up a fraction of a second before everyone else's. But not all the time, otherwise you're going way too fast. It's just critical places.
Right. 1/30th of a second is human response time. Minute, it takes at least that much. There's some part of a second where you just need to be a little ahead of the game. Okay, let's look at number 7. Now, this is a little bit, the beginning of this is a little tricky because Sokol's put several notes there depending on when, how many syllables there are.
Stop. Okay, here's my color commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Heruvimi. Those accents are there for a reason. Heruvimi. It's baritone and bass cantors, you know, this is one that they really like because they could start using their more chest voice. Not that bad, you know, but I accentuate
some.
It.
Yeah.
Some. Just a little bit of accent.
It's stylistic and it makes it different from the others.
And it helps you lead.
Exactly. Okay.
So again, the first verse. Words first. Siakuyu nani jite skuyu. Siakuyu nani jite skuyu. Siakuyu nani jite skuyu. Nani jite skuyu. Just you now. Sia, ready, go. Sia. Again. Sia, ku yu na yi shi. Is that the guys do a little bit more aspirating, whatever that means, on the run down?
Normally, don't want to do that. Right here, it's appropriate. Yes.
I'm a little confused. Yeah. On the C-H-E, why are we pronouncing that hair? I'm hearing it as opposed to the in the pronunciation.
Hair.
It's supposed to be K.
Not a K.
No, not. Like the K of Loch. There's not a K. Loch. It's a rough breathing.
It's not. This sounds gross, okay, but it's like you're ready to.
You're clearing your throat. Yeah. Not as much as the Germans would. It's more a Scotch ch, but it's like
head.
K had to, just for a second there.
Would that have been something from the Bulgarian, or was that from the Greek aspirated H for Christos?
Hard to say, because it's been in the language. It's an X in Cyrillic. I mean, it's, you know, it's been there for a long time. So it's hard to say where it's from.
All right, now look at the notes for the Akkodansaria. You see there's three notes. So this one here, they're going to have separate notes for every syllable because there's only one verse. So you could look at the notes and see that there's three notes on the same pitch. So you expect to then have three syllables. Yakodansaria, ready? Yakodansaria si fodimen sadia si fodimen anelski mi nevi. By yourselves. Three notes on the slur.
And the problem is that net is way to the right of the note that it goes with.
You might want to draw a little line connecting it.
Yeah. If you're not looking ahead past the scheme, you'll be off.
Anhel scheme nevi dimo dori no si marci. Music for the first three notes that were for do re no, I'd make those three a triplet. Do re no,
just a little faster.
Do re no si, and you also maintain your leadership. Do re no si ma, again. Do re no si ma chi. Planted in your head's pretty good.
And the pronunciation right now is a lot better than it was half an hour ago. Okay, some of it's just practicing and keeping up on it.
Okay, rolling along.
Let's skip ahead to 13. We're going to do two more. Of it, so you started singing it the way you know it in another version. No. Let's try it. There are two places here that people are going off the rails. One of them is at the beginning of the second line. Now, if somebody goes,
Cherubimi,
that would be okay to sing along with
Cherubimi.
But it's different. It's not the same. Yeah.
I think where this came from was a choral version, because I have a choral version that's these notes.
Yeah.
But the people, when they sing congregationally, it's the second way you sing it.
Yeah.
Cherubim itaino taino obrazu yuschem.
It also, now, where does this come from?
Wondrous News.
This is Wondrous News, Dipnaya Novena. But there are different versions of that, too, and a congregation may very well sing it the way they sing the Christmas carol. Okay.
This one, maybe you have to really listen when you canter and see which way they're going.
Yeah, you would have to either, if you're introducing it, you have to pick a way to do it. If you're doing it differently, I would sit down and write it out. There is no one way to do this.
But if a whole bunch of people come to you afterward and say, we don't sing it that way, you know, listen to
also, them. Of course, if they're used to doing it in English, then you may also want to pick a version that's similar to what they expect from singing in English.
Yeah.
To not switch them up that way.
Right.
Now, look, if you look at number 15, anything that you sing, you should probably know a requiem melody for. And here's one. What key is this in? B flat. So where are we starting?
No, it's not B flat.
Well, it's okay. Yeah. It's the relative major is B flat.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
B minor here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. If so it starts with a fourth. Okay. Do who wants to start it? Okay. Oh. Oh, I thought that was a volunteer
band. Like I did, and even do it in English.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff going on up there. Amin, ya goda sa. See that you sang the B flat and then the A and then back to the B flat.
That note's repeated in English, not
da 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 da.
Anhelski mi nevidimo. It doesn't go up as high as some people are going. Let's try it again. No, not nevi. This does not go that high. Doesn't go the D. It goes on heski me nevi.
Professor Thompson would do one of these.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's try it again. On heski me nevi.
You know, it's very possible that there was a cantor somewhere that sang da 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 da. Okay, so if that's the way your congregation sings it, fine.
If it's the way the congregation sings it, yes. If it's, however, if the congregation is learning it from you, it could be really confusing.
But most of, in fact, all of the places I've been to sing exactly these notes.
Yeah. Now, I mean, this can, honestly, this can be positively shattering at Sunwell. This can be just earth-shaking.
Especially at a funeral.
Especially at a funeral. And, you know, I mean, my own feeling, I mean, my own experience of funerals is, you know, we don't always go this way, but I've been to the funeral of a coworker at a black church where the whole point of it was to make you cry. You know, you're going to break down, so we might as well just go ahead and do it now. Hand out the handkerchiefs while we can. And this kind of music is, this is what we are doing, burying this friend or family member, is right now the most important thing in the world. And this is the kind of music that can go with that.
And it's geared with all the minor key melodies. It's geared to acknowledge our humanness.
Mm-hmm.
And the church knows that if you can get this humanness, this sadness, a little bit out of your system in church, you know, then you can. It's easier to take the next step, even though you might be grieving for a year or two. You know, it's good to get this out of the way in church.
Right. So.
Yakodat sanyasi, sanyasi kodi.
Epistle, it's something that at one point altar boys would learn to do, readers would learn to do. This is what you'd start out with. It involves fluidly reading lots of Slavonic, smoothly and expressively. A, we don't have time for that today. Because it would involve going around the room and every, all right, you do the creed, and you do the creed, and you don't want that today.
No.
Okay. But, and also, the fact is the creed is a point at which we are all, either through one person or all together, expressing our faith. And this is probably, if there's one thing that's probably least likely to really take in Slavonic, because of that, you know, maybe it's the creed. But, you know, regardless, I will say, it would be great, as you know, at some point as a cantor, if you wanted to spend an afternoon with a recording, listening, there are a number, even on choir recordings, you will often find a good cantor's rendition of the creed, or at least part of the creed. Okay? Great way to practice.
And one of the things about this book is whether you're chanting or whether you're doing some other versions, because Europe has a very popular version. This book, where they have the measure lines, it just so happens that they give the traditional places for pausing, no matter what version you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the phrase structure is pretty much the same no matter how it's done. So we're not going to do it here. If you want to sit down and practice it, great. But after that, and after the responses of the anaphora, we interrupt the priest. Actually, he's talking about the angels and the hymn that they're singing from the prophecy, or sorry, from the vision of Isaiah, and we sing the Holy, Holy, Holy. So this is the first text. So I would like you to open this book again and find the Hymn of Victory, Siat, Siat, Siat. The middle of the left-hand page. If we did not have enough practice saying Sviat before, we will get more now. Okay. Yes, Sarah, anyone need water? Drink something, because we're about to go through this. Sviat, 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 Hospod Sabaot, Ispoin Nebo, I zemlja, slavy tvojeja, osana v višnji. In some dialects it's v. Okay? And there's a Russian, Ukrainian, Slavonic thing about exactly how that's done. It partly will depend on the music.
It's in the music.
Sometimes the V will become a V because you've got to sing a vowel. Sometimes in some settings those will be moved together and then it's just like a little V on the front. Okay, let's say this a little bit faster.
What's the last word again?
Vishni.
Vishni.
Yeah, there it. Yes, it is. And then the second part, Blahosloven, Priyadi, Vo imya Hospodne, Osana. Okay. A little bit faster. Sviat, 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 Hospod Sabaoth, Ispoin Nebo, Izemlja, Slave Tvojeja, Osana Vlesni, Blahosloven, Radi, Vojina, Hospodne, Osana, okay. So why is this sung at this point in the liturgy? What are we singing? Holy, holy, holy. Who sings holy, holy, holy? The angels that the priest was just talking about. And we're, once again, you know, at the cherubic hymn, we said, let's imitate them, and here we are imitating them. They sing praise, we sing praise. We're all singing together. So, The first one is on page 20.
Siat, 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 Hospod Sabaoth, Ispod nebo I zemlja, slavy
Unlike some of the other hymns, you do not want to sing this too slowly because there's no need. First, you don't want to go too slow. And second, because there's nothing going on that you're covering for. If you go too fast singing the cherubic hymn, you just have to sing it again because the priest is not done. Here, if you sing it too slowly, what's going to happen?
They're waiting.
He's going to wait. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no need to sing it at a reasonable pace. How did that sound, Nick?
I think we should do it again.
Okay.
Well, he wasn't critiquing us as we were doing it, so it wasn't too bad.
So it wasn't too bad. Who wants to start? Who? Somebody pick a note. A little faster.
Oh, yeah. Ispod nebo i zemlja slavi.
So the hymn, it does not stop in the middle. Keep going.
Also, the end of the, near the end of the second line, you might want to connect the B natural with the H-O on Blahosloven.
Right, because the syllable's not lining up with that note, that last note that it goes with.
They sort of scrunch the notes together.
Yep. Yes?
We're coming off this whole note here on the third line too fast.
Hosanna.
Right here.
Oh, which one?
Well, in the uppers.
Okay.
We're coming off this too fast and jumping on it. It's running it together, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, he was right.
Yeah, he was.
Just my opinion.
Yep. See, this is the problem. We all have things we learn we need to either do intentionally or unlearn. And I'm not going to tell you to all change your notation. Okay.
No, I would like to do number two, mm-hmm. but. Go over the way most people Please. Sing it, not these. Right. Some of these notes are okay.
A few of them, yeah, there's just the two. Why don't you go ahead, why don't you do that?
Sviat, 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 Gospod Sabaoth, Ispone Bo Izemlja, Slavi, Slavi, saying is the way most parishes sing it. Holy Ghost in McKees Rocks adds a few more twists to it, and these notes here are still another way. Okay, so this is one where you almost have to know the traditional way if you have a whole bunch of people from all over.
You also skipped two.
Is it my imagination, or do we just add two bars?
He did, yeah.
Svyat, 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 Gospod Sabaoth, Ispol nebo i zemlja, slavi, slavi Tvoje ja, Osana, Osana vo vishni.
Yeah, there are two extra Osanas that you leave out.
Yeah, I wouldn't even follow this. I just memorize, you know, the other way. Maybe that's one where we got to write it out, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that would be worth
some
doing.
Also
yeah, this one's really different.
First
everywhere.
Blahos Loven.
Yeah.
So we skip three measures when we say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's this again, a few of these have just a huge amount of variation in how they're done. Most of this is pretty standard. But a few places, everybody goes in different directions. That may be because that one was added late to the book, you know, when a lot of people already had their own versions of it, it's hard to say. Do you want to do number three, or shall we move on?
I think we should skip it.
Yeah, okay, that's fine with me.
This is too much of a variation from the English.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, Dostoyno?
If you, on the Amines, if you remember the Amines that were sung prior to the two Amines for consecration, prior to the Green Book coming out, just change those two to Amin and use those in Slavonic. Mm-hmm. Amin. Don't do this one, because I think the others from the other way was right out of the most popular way of singing in Slavonic. Tebe pohoye tebe. All right, there is a typo here. This tebe is as a cantor. Remember, tebe tebe tebi. Tebe poyem, tebe blahoslovim, tebi blahodadim. This is a typo.
Yeah, so actually that's one place where I say definitely change that right now. Change that in the third tebe, change that to a T-E-B-I, tebi.
T-E-B-I?
T-E-B-I. Tebi.
T-E, then B-E-I.
No, T-E, then B-I.
It's correct. It's correct in here.
Yeah.
Okay. It's correct in here. It's not in here. There's a typo. He wrote the same word three times, but it changes the third time.
Okay. Now this is also one where, traditionally in Slavonic, at least in the United States, most people just sing this and they don't sing the Jehovimi melody. Mm-hmm. Okay. And also on here. The most traditional way that most people know is the second line, where it says Bože, second line, second measure, Bože náš. For the note for že, and Bože should be in F sharp.
Why don't you go ahead and sing it.
And then the third, the náš, should be a G. So tebe pohojem, tebe blahoslovim, tebi blahodarim. And then you could either go ho or hospodi, imolim tisya, Bože náš, molim tisya, molim tisya, Bože náš. Some people molim tisya, Bože náš. Yeah, so you repeat Molim Tisya three times. So, I think what we'll do is we'll just sing it the traditional way.
Let's try it.
Tebe poyem, tebe blahoslovim, tebi blahodarim, Hospodi. Slightly slower now. Molim tisya, molim tisya, molim tisya, Bože náš. I've heard molim tisya more than just the long Bože. Okay.
Now the next hymn should be really, really familiar, but we want to sit down and practice the words for it. So if you will open this book to the hymn to the Theotokos, it is truly proper to glorify you. Dostojno jest jako voistinu blažiti tja bohorodicu Krisno blaženuju i preneporočnuju i mater Boha našeho. Čest nisčuju heruvim i slavničuju bez sravnenia serafim, bez izvinia Boha slova rožčuju, sušťuju, Bohorodicu tja veličajem. Got a lot more of those shs and shs stuck in there together all at once. So let's read through it a second time.
Dostojno jest jako voistinu blažiti tja Bohorodicu Krisno blaženuju i preneporočnuju i mater Boha našeho.
Честнішую херувим і славнішую без сравнення серафим, без ісління Бога слова прощую, сущую Богородицю тя величаю. Now this, by the way, this illustrates a lot of words there. It's actually easier to sing because you'll be on the vowels. But notice there are two different titles here for the Mother of God. Sometimes we call her, Bohoroditsu, which is God-bearer, Theotokos, and also as Mater Boha, Mother of God, which is one reason the Liturgical Commission chose those two, because they're different names, and in English, we used to always just say Mother of God, which works, and you know, that's, you could go either way. So let's open this book, and you will recognize the melody, because it's the same one that we always use.
I will point out two very popular changes in here. Okay? Beginning of the second measure, Blagi, should be, a lot of people, most people sing it on the D. You could...
Let's sing it through this way, and then why don't you demonstrate? It'll be easier if you could demonstrate what you mean.
Well, the other two or is other. Third line in the middle, Besraveni, the ni goes down to a B. And then fourth line, the second measure in the fourth line is a big criticism of us. Mm-hmm. People tend to take a breath there. You don't take a breath in the middle of a word. Rosh chu you. So many people take a breath there after rosht. And then from the end, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 notes from the end, a lot of people go up to an E. All right, so I'm going to sing it with all the things I just mentioned. And you can sing along. And they also, from a cantor's standpoint, this is kind of a variation of Samohas in tone 6, and start low. Mm-hmm. Start low is really important.
Write it in if necessary.
And also, as a cantor, it's a good idea to start slow so people know what you're singing. Dostojno jest jako Boristinu, blažiti tja Bohorodicu,
prisno blaženuju i preporučuju, i Mater Boha našeho, čestišuju kerovim i slavni. Серафим, без ісління Бога слова розчую, сущую Богородицю тя величаєм.
Okay. Familiar melody. The words are easier to sing than they are to read. Okay.
Do it again.
Достойно єсть яко воістину, блажити тя Богородицю.
Parishes do have the tradition of singing that part the way it's written, whichever one works. Okay, any questions there? Where would you take a break in that last line? If you were running out of breath at the Rolojd, where could you take a breath?
Near the
corner.
Before.
At the corner. Yeah, probably.
Exactly. That's the
right.
Way it's supposed
to be. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's not where the bar line is, that's where the comma is. But take a breath there.
I'll tell you a little story. My oldest kid was in a parish near Ushorod, and they were singing such strange melodies, you know, all the way through the liturgy, and my oldest kid couldn't take it any longer. So when they started singing a strange melody to Dostoyno Yest, he starts singing Dostoyno Yest, and people around him started singing with him, and eventually...
You hijacked.
And now you're never supposed to do that, you know.
Son of a cantor.
With a good voice, with a loud voice.
Never supposed to do that.
Okay. I would like at this point to take a really short break, 5 minutes or less, get a drink, bathroom, whatever. When we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to work on the Oche Nash, so that before you leave here, it will be easier for you to say and sing. Okay, take a quick break back here, no later than quarter after. Okay, we're coming to the finish line, sort of.
Okay, in your
the white ones,
white book.
Missed that.
What page? Near
it's
the
not
end.
Marked. It's generic.
Some of them don't have page numbers. The Our Father.
Our Father.
In
near
the section
the end.
In the back.
Okay.
Page numbers would be so nice.
Who wrote this one?
Two sheets in the back.
Who wrote this
one? Most people my age, and a little younger, and definitely older, they learned this as one of their main bedtime prayers. Morning prayers, evening prayers, their mothers taught it to them. And it's recited, it's sung, it's everything. So reciting it, let's just recite it first, and then we'll go slow reciting it. Ochena shije yesi na nebesi, da sratisia imya tvoja, da prida sarstvia tvoja, da bude volja tvoja, jako na nebesi I na zemli. Hlib naš na sušni nam nez, I ostavi nam dolji naša, jako že mi ostavljajem dolžnikom našim, I ne vedi nas po iskušenje, no izbavi nas od lukavaho. All right, now the places where I pause is the way you normally, where you normally pause when you recite it as a prayer. Slower now. Oche nash, ije yesi, na nebesi. From the top, even slower. Ochenash. Ije jesi na nebesih, da svjaticija imja tvoje, da pride carstvija tvoje, da bude volja tvoja, jako na nebesi I na zemlji. Hlib naš nasušni daž nam nez, I ostavi nam dolji naša, jakože I mi ostavljajem dolžnikom našim. I ne vedi nas po iskušenje, no izbavi nas od lukavaho. Second line from the end, the beginning. Some people say, I ne vovedi nas. I ne vedi nas is the same as I ne vovedi nas. It should be, if it's vedinas, it should be an apostrophe after the first V to indicate that the O is missing, and you just don't say it. Ine vedinas, bois gushenia, nois babinas, o lukavahos. Again from the beginning, slow. Ot shen nash, ije yesi,
anabesi, dasya titsya, imya toryen, da prive sasvide toryen, da bude dvoja toryen, jako nabesi, ina serli, klid nas nasušim, das nam des.
Okay. Just say inevedinas. Inevedinas. But remember that some people could say inevovedinas. Okay. All right. The melody that's used by most people, in fact, if you go to one of the museums here in Pittsburgh, it's up on one of the floors, Panakita, and it has this Ochenash in it, if I remember correctly. Okay. Oh, this is a slight variation of Samohlasan tone 5. So if you study tone 5, this is, you'll recognize it as a variation, but similar.
Da pride carstvije tvoje, da bude volja tvoja, jako na nebesi i na zemlji, hlib naš nasušni daš nam nes, i ostavi nam dolgi naša, jako že i mi ostavljajem dožnikom našim, i ne vedi nas po iskušenije, no izbavi nas od lukava.
Now, I was asked many, many times at banquets to come up. They hand me a mic, and they say, start us off with the grace before meals in Slavonic, sing Ochenash. So, no music, you know, you have to know it. And after that, by the way, then the priest sings, For thine is the kingdom, or Yakutvoya Sarasvi Sila. And then it's Lord have mercy three times, get Reverend, Most Reverend Bishop or Reverend Father, give the blessing, and then he says the grace before meals, O Christ God, bless this food and drink of your servants, we are holy now and forever, amen. So we have to sort of know how to do that as cantors, because you're called upon to do at least the Ochenash or Our Father at the beginning of a grace before meals. Try it again in Slavonic.
Oče náš, že jsi na nebesi,
náš svatýče jméno tvoje, da přijde carstvíje tvoje, da bude volja tvoja, jako na nebesi, na zemlji, hlíbač nás slušný dás nám dnes i ostaví nám do jimáša, jakože jimi ostavuje tvořtýko naší i nevrdy nás tvojí slušný.
two corrections. Chlieb nash. Chlieb nash, not nas. Chlieb nash. Nasushni. Nasushni wasn't bad, but the next word, dodged. 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 Almost like dodged. But dodged. Chlieb nash nasushni dodged navnez. Okay? And if a priest intones in the liturgy, you know, there's where this appears in the liturgy, it's right after a litany. And sometimes they take part of the litany, sometimes they take all of it, sometimes they take none of it. But it's good to know the introductory words. The way we learned it is, if he says, Ispodobinas vladiko, Ispodobinas vladiko, you know the next thing is Ochenash. He's intoning in Slavonic. That's his way of telling you to sing it in Slavonic, even if you didn't want to. And at the very end of that intonation, so Ispodobinas vladiko, blah, 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 and then Ihlaholati is the end. Boha otsa ihlaholati o chenashije yesi. Okay? So, let's remember chlieb nash and then dajd namnes. O chenashije yesi
namnebesi nasya titsya imya voye.
Habits creep in. Ochenashi jesina nebesi da sviatitsya. Sviatitsya imetvoya da pridet. Roll the R. So it's a V in sviatitsya, and they roll the R in pridet. Alright, now what I want to do is split you up. I'm going to do one phrase at a time. So we'll sing the whole thing. We'll start out on this side, one phrase, and then this side, and then this side, and this side. Check the other side out.
Oh,
Krim nas nasušni daš nam nes i ostavi nam dolhi naša. I ostavi nam dolhi naša. Jakože i mi ostavljam dolžnikom našim i ne vedi nas vo iskušenje, no izbavi nas od lukavaho. So hrib naš nasušni daš nam nes i ostavi nam dolhi naša, jakože i mi ostavljajem dolžnikom našim i ne vedi nas vo iskušenje, no izbavi nas od lukavaho. Okay, what's the last phrase? Anybody, sing it. Anybody sing, or maybe all of you. Ine vedinas vo iskušenije,
no izbavi nas od lukavaho.
Sing it again.
No izbavi nas od lukavaho.
Start the beginning. Sing the last phrase. Okay, all of us, put the books down, face down. I don't want to see any music. No words, no nothing. Only. Look at the words only and sing it again with the words in front of you. It was, by the way, a good job. Otče náš, že jesi
na nebesi, zasvěti se jmenu tvoje, da přijde svět.
And right in the middle, take a pencil and circle dodged. I didn't hear the last D on dodged. That's the only weakness as the last D.
Very, very well done.
Very good. Very good. That was your midterm. No, 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 no other tones. Okay. Oh.
We got a few other things to cover.
Okay. After the Our Father, we are on our way up to communion, and final prayers and the end. But there's immediately in here after the Our Father, Yevim Siat. See, we're not done with Siat. Holiness is like what we're out here. Yedin Siat, one is holy. And one reason, we're not going over every single hymn. There's one reason in particular I wanted to hit this one. And that is because this hymn is sung while the priest is doing what?
Receiving communion?
Well, preparing for communion, preparing the consecrated victim at the Discos. And one of the things that I have run into as a cantor and parishioner is every once in a while you run into a priest who says, you know, I'd kind of like to use communion cut up from the lamb rather than pre-cut particles out of a plastic bag. But you know what? It takes so long to cut them up before communion because we've got all these people coming to communion, which is wonderful, lots to prepare. And the cantor sings, one is holy. And then the priest says, this is very embarrassing to stand here busy all this time. I'll just going back to using a plastic bag. So if you know how to sing not only one is holy, but also Yedin Siat, you can sing it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. You can do anything reasonable, and it will not sound... Now, some parishes, they sing one is holy over and over and over. It gets boring. The funny thing is, if you just alternate it with Slavonic, people suddenly do not find it as boring. They can cope with it. So for both because of the Slavonic liturgy and because of this situation, this is a really good, short, and easy one to know in Slavonic. So.
How about humming it as well?
I don't think there's humming in our tradition except in some choir versions.
Yes. Thank you. You put it more charitably than I would have, Nick. Thank you.
He would say absolutely not.
Okay. Choirs do things. We're cantors. We're going to do cantor things, which is singing. Okay, let's look at the text here, and it's short enough we don't need to go back to the other book. Yedin Siat, Yedin Hospod, Isus Christus, Vo Slavu Boha Otsa, Amin. Easy, easy. Much easier than the other things. Except for the Siat, so I want to hear the V.
Yedin Siat, Yedin Hospod, Isus Christus, Vos Slavu Boha Otca,
And this is also one where I've heard a couple of slightly different versions of it. You go with what works. But, you know, this is, you can sing this slowly. Watch your ear. Watch your pitch. Alternate it with the English if necessary. And what's next? Do
you want to the only time I've heard people singing Yedin Siat or One is Holy more than once is if there's several celebrants.
Yeah.
And they need the time, and then they'll start the communion prayer,
right.
And then you'll have to repeat the communion verse a few times as they receive communion.
Right, for the reception, sure.
Right. Budimia.
Yep.
You want to do Yedin Siat again?
No. Do you want to do Vidi Cum Svit?
Well, Vidicum Svit, the thing about Vidicum Svit is on page 25.
Something different that they'll hit in the Slavonic.
If the bishop is there, you sing Nam Noha Elita Vladiko. If a bishop is not there, you start Vidicum Svit.
And this is a place where the custom differs. I know there are some parishes in Europe where they always sing it, and a few in this country, but that's, you know, the guidelines is special for the bishop.
Vidicum Sviti, Vidicum Vidi cum spitis divini, priam duhan ebes naho, obritorum viriu istinu iu, neras dioni sviati troici poklania jemsia, tabuna spasla jes. Oh, there was this thing before before Ochinanash. I wanted to point out
these. You see,
yeah, at the bottom of page 22. This is unlike anything that we've sung in English, but it is sung this way. You see, again,
does that sound at all like any other chant that you've heard? There's one place where a melody like that shows up.
Plotty you.
And also, sometimes the bishop will intone the Agios Otheos in the same.
Agios Iskeros.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of, it's in the background there. Uh-huh. Now, by the way, this is, and remember all your people. In English, what this is in Slavonic is, and all hims and all hers, basically, is what that means. Okay.
Okay, but we needed to cover that.
And we've got 15 minutes, so let's go to the closing ones. We want to do
it. We
got to
do Nohaya, Mishnaya, and then Divnaya.
Yeah, let's go straight to the Nohaya Lita.
Okay.
Okay. As I said, we're not covering everything. If you have access to the MCI website and you click on the recordings button on the top and scroll halfway down, the entire liturgy in Slavonic piece by piece is there. Now that's going to be from this book, the top Eumologion. Okay, the melodies are very similar though. So the things we aren't doing, if you want to find something to listen to, you can. But for now, there are a couple that are really important to do.
So,
that's bottom of 27.
Yep.
No hayalita, no hayalita, no. Visiting priest or bishop from Europe, 99 times out of 100, they sing, even a zillion times at banquets, No Hayalit, La Hayalit, No Hayalit, La Hayalit, Vos Drabi, Spa.
Now, the final words of that, in Health and Happiness, are not in the Sokol book, but the text is here, okay, in the hymnal at the end. So definitely learn that.
Because a priest will edit at banquets anytime, could intone, you know, for many years, and he maybe wants Slavonic or English based on what language he intones. So, and he depends on the cantor to lead the people, usually without a mic. So, no, hi-ya-li-ta, you got to really project. Okay, or no, hi. If it's the second one, start low. No, hi-ya-li-ta, bla-ya-li-ta, etc. cetera, okay.
Yeah, now, of course, there is a slight bias against that in some quarters because that's the same melody as the old faithful How Dry I Am.
But they stole it from us.
But there it is. There it is. It was apparently sung when Bishop Takacs and Bishop Bohachevsky stepped off the boat in New York City in 1924. Our people were there to sing, and apparently, so the story goes, a whole lot of dock workers heard these hunkies singing some strange song, but they knew the English words, so they chimed in too.
Wow.
And the bishops were so pleased that all these people were singing.
Cool. America is Byzantine.
Yeah, or something. Or
okay.
Drop.
Vichnaya Pamyat.
Okay, if you look in the text here for Vichnaya Pamyat, you will see right at the end, intonation for departed, three different words. Vichnaya Pamyat, Vichnaya Pamyat, Blazheni Pokoi, Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat, Vichnaya Ye Pamyat, Vichnaya Yim Pamyat. Why those three?
Them.
When would you use them? Right, or any time multiple. Fortunately, we have very few funerals where more than one person is being buried. Okay, but if it weren't All Souls commemorate, if it, whoever the priest is intoning for. Yep, absolutely. So let's go ahead and pick one.
Vichnaya Pamyat, Vichnaya Pamyat, Blazheni Pokoi, Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat, Vichnaya Pamyat, Vichnaya Pamyat, Blazheni Pokoi, Vichnaya to then sing Blazheni Pokoi Vichnaya Pamyat Blazheni Pokoi Vichnaya whatever Pamyat.
Whichever one you're doing.
Now the other melody doesn't require a change in pronoun.
Correct. Vichnaya,
which
that one?
Yeah. Vichnaya Pamyat. Vichnaya Pamyat. Vichnaya Pamyat. Sing that one at the very, very end. Put a slight retard, maybe even a slight diminuendo. Vichnaya Pamyat.
Very good one to end on because of that.
And critique on when you sang the Vichnaya Pamyat so far, you got to pronounce the T. Vichnaya Pamyat, Vichnaya Pamyat, Blazheni Pokoyem, Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat, Blazheni Pokoy, Vichnaya Pamyat, Blazheni Pokoy, Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat.
Okay.
All right,
those, and those are the basics.
We
do want to go over Divnaya Novena.
We want one more of the standard carols, Divnaya Novena.
Yes, please.
Which is What page in this book? Now, on Divnaya Novena, because our people were
39. Page 39 in the hymnal.
Because our people were legally under the kingdom of Hungary, even when it was Austria-Hungary, we were on the Hungarian part. And our Hungarian-speaking neighbors, it's a characteristic of their language to accent the first syllable of every word. And so on this one, they tended to put accents on divna, okay? After a while, you know, it was just da-da. It was like an eighth note in a dotted quarter. Divna yanovina nani divasena. And then from here on, it was okay. Okay, so you will hear it with these accents or even short notes at the beginning. But starting about 75 years ago, you know, the people thought, our cantors thought that it was too excessive. So they started a movement to smooth it out like this. And so you will hear it the other way, but all the music now has it just a bunch of quarters. Divnaya novena nani divasena First word in the second verse, just sing Nev Sarskoy Palati.
To this multilingual world.
Yes. I'm having a little trouble with the end of the Our Father from the Ruha and Moshe from there on.
Dolzhnikom Nashim.
After that. I'm pretty good up to there, but.
Okay. Ine vedinas. Everyone say it. Ine vedinas. Ine vedinas. Voriskushenia. Again. Voriskushenia. So from ine vedinas again. Ine vedinas. Voriskushenia. Again. Ine vedinas. Voriskushenia. Go on. No is babinas again. No is babinas again. No is babinas. Ot lukavaho. Ot lukavaho. ot lukava ho, everything now. Ine vedinas vo iskushenia, no izbavinas ot lukava ho. Ine vedinas vo iskushenia, no izbavinas ot lukava ho. Any other questions? Anything else you want us to cover that's been on your mind that you wanted to get out of this session? We could squeeze it in, or talk, or do it afterward.
Okay.
All right, turn your books down. Words down. Words down. Music down. Don't want to see anything. Yeah, I want to hear you sing... Oče
náš, který jsi na nebesi, zasvětí se jméno tvoje, přijde království tvoje, bude tvoje tvoje, jako na nebesi i na zemi.
Now you have to ask yourself if you were moving your lips a lot, not a lot, or not singing. I would like more vocalization this time, even if it's sung wrong. Okay? Suggest when you get home, take a look at the words and see if you can get through it. And if you forgot any of it, that's perfectly normal. Okay, we could go over it the next time we meet.
It's a lot better than the first thing this morning.
Very good.
Thank you all for coming. I hope this has been helpful. And we would like to wish you all a joyous celebration of our Lord's Nativity. Go forth and canter.